three, two, one, blast off. Okay, here we go. We are on page 220. What happened to this? 223 in the art scroll on Fichel Hashem. Thank you. And in the green Feldheim, page 76, Ayin Vav, middle paragraph. On Fichel Hashem, we're up to number 7. So just quickly to talk about, we're talking about things that a person will stumble when it comes to people. Number 1 was verbal abuse. Number 2 is giving bad advice. Number 3 is rechilus and lashon hara. Number 4 is hatred and revenge. Number 5 is saying promises that you don't keep. Number 6 is being saying things that are not true. And number 7 is chil Hashem. Very scary piece that the Ramchal says. An fechil Hashem gam kin him rabim ugedolim ki harbe tzirchom yos chas al kvod kono. Very difficult, and it's great because a person has to defend the honor of his creator. Very, very difficult. Why? Thank you very much. Because a person has to be very careful. I say this all the time. If you're walking and you have a yarmulke, you're walking and you're a yeshiva bacher, and you look a certain way, so tough on you, that's what you represent, as he's going to say in a second. That's what you represent. Don't judge me because we sin differently, and just because someone dresses a certain way doesn't mean anything. As we're going to see the Ramchal, it doesn't. That's not true, because when you represent, as he's going to say, right, that chas v'shalom, chomash yaseh, you have to be careful that Hashem, they don't say, oh, look what a guy who wears a yarmulke, look what a guy who learns Torah, look what a guy who is like that, look what he's representing. Whether you do it on purpose, whether you do it by accident, if it's a chil Hashem, it's a chil Hashem, which basically means people look at you and they look at you a certain way. What's an example of chil Hashem? Okay, obviously there's a different level. I bought something, I took meat, and I didn't pay right away. That he would walk for amos without Torah and without tefillin. The onion here explains the Ramchal. What does this mean? Kol adam, here it is. Lefi madre gaso. Everybody according to your level. Ulefi, this is the key. Mashu nechshav be'enei adar. How people look at you. Tzarech sheyizbonin. Levilti asos davar bilti agun liish kamoso. Depending on how people look at you, you have to be careful how you act. Ki kfi rabbeis chashivusai, according to how people look at you, v'chachmoso, right? Kein rosh yarbez yirusai b'divri avoda v'diktukaba. According to what you are in the eyes of other people, yes, you have to be careful. Pretty crazy. V'meinenu osa kein, harei shem shamayim eschal boi chas v'chalila. And I say this, and it's hard to hear, but it's the truth. And we're not judging anyone. I'm not judging anyone. I try not to judge anyone. We're not judging anyone. But you see a guy smoking a cigarette, yeshiva bacher, and you say, oh, yeshiva bacher, yeah, it makes a difference that he wears a hat and a jacket. Yes, we're not judging anyone, but it makes a difference. Someone says, that's what a yeshiva bacher does. That's what a rabbi, myself included, it's very hard for me. Sometimes when I, right, and you put on the baseball cap, it doesn't always work. Because, right? But it's true, just because you put on a baseball cap. But someone looks at you and looks at you that you're a rabbi, you're a this, it makes a difference. I didn't make this up myself. Ramchal, Mesil Zisharim says this. Ready? One of my favorite lines. If anyone wants to underline this, I have this underlined. Maybe tonight I'll underline it again. Here it is. Ki kavod ha-Torah hu. This is the honor of the Torah. Ki mi Shemi shemar b'alima halimud b'yarbe k'mo ken b'yosha b'tikan amidus. Something that we all know to be true, but the Ramchal says it. Your midos need to match your limud haTorah. That's what he says. I didn't say it. So the more you learn Torah, the more you better make sure that your midos are good. And anyone who's missing his midos and he's learning more Torah, very dangerous. Gorem bizayon lalimud atzmo. So you're causing someone to say, oh, look what happens. This guy's learning a lot of Torah and he does not have good midos. Now, parenthetically, what do I say? This has nothing to do with the Mesil Sharm. This is just my own thing. If you see someone with bad midos and they are someone who's learning a lot of Torah, I say, imagine how bad his midos would be if he didn't learn Torah. But that's a separate thing. That's not what the Ramchal is saying. The Ramchal is saying is, you have to hold yourself to a different standard. You have to hold yourself to a different standard because you are in yeshiva. That becomes a chilul Hashem. Shenasan lanu as toraso, because Hashem gave us the Torah, v'tzivanu, and He commanded us, la'asok ba, in order for what? La'asik al yada shleimusenu. Very heavy line that the Ramchal says. The Ramchal says, through our learning Torah, it helps us be a better person. The purpose of learning Torah is to help us be a better person. Okay? Now, that's that for that. Number 8. V'hine, gam shmiras ha-shabbosus v'yom tovim rabbihi. I always ask the question, why is he talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov here? Ki ha-mishpatim rabbim chen amru hilksa rapsa l'shapsa afil divrei ha-shvus afal pishim divrei chacham heim ikram heim, right? Am I allowed to touch a car on Shabbos? You're allowed to touch a car, but you're not allowed to because of shvus. Mechein amru lo'ilam al tiyah shvus. Again, I'm not paskening for anyone. I'm just saying that's a shvus. Kala be'nech shorei smicha shvusi nechleku ba'agdoli adar. Smicha on a karban, right? To lean on a karban is machlokas. Ulam pirti adinim machlokas v'varim. It's not for us. Kulam shem l'chov v'sein bam l'azir z'misarach. So he's saying, what does that have to do with us? I guess he's talking about when I'm dealing with other people. When you sit around the table, Shabbos day, Shabbos Friday night, what are you talking about? Most people like to talk about business, and they like to talk about things on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to. That's another thing that could happen when people are hanging around people. So he's coming off of Chil Hashem. When you hang around people, by the way, everyone thinks Chil Hashem is with the Goyim. Chil Hashem is amongst Jews more than it's amongst the Goyim. So it's nothing to do with, when we're younger, everyone says, make a Kiddush Hashem to the Goyim. It's more important to that. That also we have to do. But to make a Kiddush Hashem for the Jewish people as well. But here he's talking about hanging out with people on Shabbos. What are you talking about? Are you talking about things, as he says, it's a good way to remember. Anything that's usher to do, you can't talk about it or to mention it or to work for it. Right? You can't get ready and talk about going to the bus stop, going to Yerushalayim after Shabbos. Person's not allowed to talk about those things. You can't say, we got to fix this, we got to do this. And we are at the end over here. Can we just finish up this paragraph here? Or we don't do this fast? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, everybody in? We could go 2 more minutes, 3 more minutes? Yeah? Hine. Adhene debartim niksasa mitzvahs. He says, I now spoke about some of the mitzvahs. All he did was mention 8 different things. These are things that most people will stumble with. Every iser has different branches. Some chamurim, some light. They all relate to each other. If you want to be clean, you got to be clean from all of them. Marachalzu, just like this sheep, snua kachi yisrael tsnuim kshem lachamis midyan. Ravuna b'shem Ravacha Amar. Listen to this. Shal hikdim echem yam tefillin shal rosh, tefillin shal yad. Nobody put on their tefillin shal rosh before their tefillin shal ad. Shilu hikdim echem lo yamosh meshapchem v'lo yotzim misham b'shalom. The reason they were successful in the war is because everybody did the smallest thing. They did it right. Chein amr b'yushalmi amesaper b'yishtabach liyotzer. Somebody who talks between Yishtavach and Yotzer and Davening. Averi hi biyadei v'chozer ala me'archer mechama. Hear this? He has to go back from the army. Because the only people who are able to fight in the army are the people who are clean from Averis. So somebody who speaks between Yotzer, Yishtavach and Yotzer, he leaves the troops. Harei lecha, here we go. This is key. At 10 minutes, we're only 10 minutes in, 20-something seconds. Harei lecha, heichan tzarech legia dikta v'negiz ha-mitzvos ma'asim. We see how scrupulous a person has to be. Hine, kamo shetzarech nekiyas b'ma'asim. Guess what, everybody? Kach tzarech nekiyas b'midos. What's harder? What's harder, to stop doing something or to uproot and change your nature inside of you or who you are? Your nature. As the Rambam says and the Ramchal says, it's very easy sometimes stopping to do something. But to get uproot, as we're going to learn about, he's going to talk about it. Kina, taiva, kavod, gaiva. To get rid of that and to work on that, as he says. He says it's harder to deal with your nature. Why? Because all of your actions come from your nature. So if you get to the root of the problem, you get to the root of it, you'll hold yourself back. The nature acts more when it comes to your inside than your actions. It's easier to stop your actions than to go inside. Yana mezik vatchuna, a person's temperament and personality. O mesayin oy misnagdim gedolim lahem. Here he goes. Favorite lines. V'chol milchama shinegen netias hateva milchama chazakihi. Anything that goes against your grain is war. He calls it, that is milchama. That is called war. Anytime you get out of bed in the morning, you just won, you fought a battle. Anytime you close your eyes, you fought a battle. Anytime you say no to something that you know is bad for you, you fought a battle. It's a true, true, true battle. How long was this on your phone? Thank you, Binyamin. Moshe, thank you so much. 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Hashem should help us all. 12 minutes a day for sure keeps the Yetzirah away at bay. We're beginning. We have another, just to tell you, we have another 4 or 5 pages left of the hardest perek, in my opinion, of the entire Mesillas Yesharim. Once you make it through this, maybe we should give out medals. Have an incredible rest of everyone's 10 minutes. Keeps the Yetzirah away.